Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks. And here we stand, al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
That's right, boys and girls, welcome to another week's full... of the Probo Show and our many bohemians in the chat and all the madness, news and games that we have prepared for you this week. How are you doing out there? Hopefully you had a nice weekend. A big good morning to BTI, Vero and all the other people joining me live in the audience today. If you want to be as especially sexy and amazing as those people, it's very simple, friends. You go to twitch.tv, twitch.tv/ Professional Bohemian. Or just go to Twitch, type in Professional Bohemian. There you will find us. Or alternatively, if you want to interact with the show outside of our live times, you can do that on Instagram, which is at Professional Bohemian. Or if you want to navigate the news and links and information we share on the show every single day, you can do that on my Patreon, patreon.com/ Professional Bohemian. You can join for free. And there is a certain amount of free comment. Free content every week. How are you doing, Natch?
Pretty well, thank you.
How was the weekend, man? How was the birthday parties?
As always.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the next coronavirus is going to come out of a kid's birthday party. Just sneezing and wiping themselves. but good fun. Did you manage to have a few beers with the parents at least?
Yes, at least that.
Okay, yes. Good, dude. I'm happy for you. What did I do this weekend? I binge-watched all of the Fallout TV show. We've managed to break the boiler in my house. I don't know how that is. So no showers, if they're not cold. Oh, dear. You know, if it's not one thing, Natch, it's another. Did some batch cooking, so I have lunch for the week. I just boring stuff, Natch. Even the idea of going to a kid's birthday party sounds exciting to me. You know? But next week, I have a special visitor. The first member of my family to visit me here in Madrid, Spain, is coming this Friday. 20 years it's taken for them to come. But I'm very excited for that. Other than that, nothing new, nothing exciting. Tell you what is new and exciting, though, Natch. Today's show. In today's 100 Humans, we ask them to name something a child takes to school with them. Seemingly easy one today. Let's see if that holds to be true. In today's Complete the News, we will find out why some vultures were feared to be dying. Buitres. Temidos de estar muriendo. They were feared to be dying, Natch. We'll find out why that was in a second, in the second half of the show. And today's unpopular opinion, oh boy, it's a goodie. Something we've done before, kind of comparing this subject to other subjects. Today's unpopular opinion is the importance of sports in schools is exaggerated. La importancia del deporte en las escuelas está exagerada. We've compared it to other kinds of classes, arts versus sports. We've spoken about sports, professional sports. But now we're going to take it back to its roots and we're going to talk about sports in schools. Is the importance, la importancia, is it a little exaggerated, really? Well, we'll get into that in a second. A big hello to my friend David joining me here in the chat. How are you doing, sir? All right, should we get into some news? I think we should get into some news. All right, let's get into it. Scientists push a new paradigm of animal consciousness, saying even insects may be sentient. Científicos promueven un nuevo paradigma, nearly got me there, de la conciencia animal, afirmando que incluso los insectos pueden ser conscientes. Sentient, have an awareness of their own being. You think that's true, Natch? You think insects, you know, suffer depression? Do you think they're aware of themselves? Do you think insects have a self-awareness? It's an interesting debate, right? The fascinating thing for this piece of news is that scientists and philosophers can't even decide what consciousness really is. You know, let's dig into this. This is coming from, I believe, Science Alert. Am I right? No, NBC News. Okay. Recent studies revealing complex behaviors in animals like bees, fish, and octopuses. Is it octopuses or octopi? I was led to believe it was octopi. The good people at CNBC News think octopuses have spurred a group of top researchers to advocate for a new perspective on animal consciousness. Their work, highlighted in the New York Declaration on Animal Consciousness, suggests a significant presence of consciousness even in invertebrates and challenges long-standing views that have dismissed such possibilities. These findings show that animals across a diverse spectrum might not only experience pain and pleasure, but also possess an element of self-awareness. This shift is illustrated by experimental results such as bees playing for fun, jugando para divertirse, fish recognizing themselves in mirrors. Okay, fine. I don't know how they figured that out. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, good job. Continue swimming. Oh dear, to be a fly on the wall, Natch, in these scientific studies. Fish recognizing themselves in mirrors, and octopuses reacting to anesthetics and avoiding pain, which collectively push the boundaries of what we understand about animal minds. This evolving understanding of animal sentience could reshape legal approaches to animal welfare, emphasizing ethical considerations over mere biological or behavioral observations. Interesting stuff. Ever considered being a vegan or vegetarian, Natch?
No, not really.
It's that damn bacon, isn't it? If it wasn't so damn delicious, maybe. Maybe. And apparently pigs are really, really clever. You know? On the sentience list, or in the intelligence list, they're up there with dogs. But yeah, I imagine someone's tried a dog meat and thought, let's kill the pigs instead. Carmen Hitt says, good morning, folks. Hope you have had an amazing weekend. I did, Carmen. Very relaxing. Thank you. Played Fallout 3 a lot and then watched the Fallout series. I did other things as well. I had other concerns. Cleaned the house, rah, rah, rah. We also have Vero. So elegant today, Rob, she says. Thank you. Thank you. I have a meeting after work today. So I came in with a shirt, my nice suit jacket. What do you think, Natch? It's a good look for me. De señor. Vestido de señor. Dressed like a gent. Yeah. It's to fool people into thinking that I am one. And also BTI here saying, good morning, Bohemians. How are you doing, BTI? So, yeah, interesting. I mean, I always operated under the assumption that most animals had a level of self-awareness. You know? I'm going to be honest with that. And I don't think proof, even concrete proof, of consciousness in invertebrates, in prawns, in gambas. If they were to tell me, no, gambas are the most intelligent creature on the planet, you know, if they were to tell me that, they are self-aware, they suffer crises of consciousness, I would still eat them, I'm going to be honest. Is that just me, my lizard brain? Is the future pointing us in a direction of a meat-free society? Maybe. Maybe. I'm not the one to answer that, though. Maybe you are in the audience. Next piece of news. Interesting one here. ChatGPT-4 outperforms human psychologists in tests of social intelligence, finds a study. ChatGPT-4 supera a los psicólogos humanos en una prueba de inteligencia social, encuentra un estudio. A recent study published in Frontiers in Psychology, that's a research paper, I believe, or in, what do you call it, a journal, an academic journal, reveals that ChatGPT-4, a large language model developed by OpenAI, demonstrated superior social intelligence compared to human psychologists. This research evaluated the performance of ChatGPT-4, Google Bard, and Bing in understanding and responding to human emotions and needs during counseling scenarios. ChatGPT-4 notably outperformed all human participants by scoring 59 out of 64 on social intelligence scale. While Bing also did well, surpassing more than half of the psychologists tested, in contrast, Google Bard performance was only comparable to psychologists with a bachelor's degree. Oh, good Lord. The study, which included 180 male psychologists from King's College University and aimed to understand how well AI models can perform in psychotherapy settings, raising important questions about the future role of AI in mental health. Okay, one question here. 180 male psychologists? Why just the male ones? Yeah, I find that a little weird, don't you? Audience, friends, warriors, bohemians? AI models can perform in psychotherapy settings raises important questions about the future role of AI in mental health and its potential to exceed capabilities in certain aspects of social intelligence. Natch, ChatGPT-4 expresses a far greater degree of social intelligence than your average psychologist. Would you talk to one if you're feeling a little down?
No.
No. No, of course you wouldn't. Would you go to an AI hairdresser?
No way.
No, why? Because it involves a little bit of chit-chat, you know. You want human discretion to be used. I wouldn't even favor a bar with an AI barman. Do you know what I mean? Because when I go to a bar, a big part of the social experience for me is, you know, sitting down, ordering the drink and exchanging a few words with a barman, you know, or woman or whoever it is. So yeah, it may be more socially intelligent, but my question is, so what? I think there are certain things that we just need a human to do, and I think psychoanalysis is definitely one of them. However, it does not surprise me that ChatGPT-4 outperforms humans in this aspect. You know, it could even be that large language models provide better therapy than actual psychologists. I just think it's an uphill struggle for them if they want to succeed in the field. I think humans just trust more other humans. How are you doing, Bridge? I see her in the chat saying, good morning. How are you doing, Bridge? Okay, final piece of news for today. Okay, here we go. MIT's new AI model predicts human behavior with uncanny accuracy. Okay, we're gonna leave off today with a nightmare piece of news. El nuevo modelo de inteligencia artificial de MIT predice el comportamiento humano con una precisión sorprendente. Researchers at MIT and the University of Washington have developed a groundbreaking AI model that predicts human behavior with remarkable accuracy by modeling decision-making processes that consider computational constraints. This new method, designed to improve AI systems' interaction with humans, is adept at predicting future actions based on previous behaviors in scenarios such as chess, matches, and navigation. The model works by inferring an agent's inference budget, which determines how long they will plan before making a decision. This approach not only helps in predicting actions, but also undertaking suboptimal or irrational behaviors, a common challenge in existing behavioral models. Yeah, that's a big problem with humans and predicting human behavior. At scale, even mathematicians can predict human behavior. By at scale, I mean like if you zoom out and look at a nation in aggregate, if you look at a whole country's population, you can somewhat predict how they will behave. We're much better at predicting behavior in groups. But when it comes to an individual, man, we are little chaos machines, you know? We are, in the words of AI, user agents that make sometimes irrational decisions, you know? So I find this fascinating. Let's continue. The research, which also explored the practical applications of this model in various contexts, will be presented at the International Conference on Learning Representations. Fascinating, fascinating. All right, some AI science news for you there. Some news about consciousness from the world of psychology. Let's move on to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Oh, boy, friends. It is unpopular opinion time. Time for me to unleash the brain fart. El pedo cerebral, el pedo mental, la rayada for today's episode of the Probo Show. And today it is the importance of sports in schools is exaggerated. Is that true? How do you think they voted on Instagram, Natch?
False.
Little, lot?
A little.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing well today. Well, I say a little. They haven't made it into the 70% mark. 69% false. Saying, no, it's very important. What do you think, Natch? Just before we get into the pros and cons, what do you think sports does for kids in school?
I think it is vital for them.
Yeah.
They have to. In fact, I think they have very few hours in the week.
Yeah.
My kids only have two.
Perfect. That's my perfect. That's my optimal amount of exercise in a week. 2 hours. Yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, my school's two. 2 hours, or 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours. I can't remember. It was a very long time ago. Of sports in school, what do you really get out of that? People will argue, well, you learn leadership. I would say there are much more effective ways to teach leadership than inside a football team. So people say, well, it's an important source of exercise for kids in school. I would say, surely a school is there to teach, not to maintain the physical fitness of a kid. Send them outside and let them play. People will say they learn teamwork. Again, teamwork can be achieved in various academic settings, not only in ones that require physical exertion. I'm going to go ahead and guess here, Nacho, you had a pretty positive experience with sports in school, right? Yeah, he's nodding. For me, I hated sports in school. I was the kind of kid who went with a note from their mum every week. I was the kind of kid who never brought their kit and they made me play in my underwear back when that was a thing. I was a kid that used to fight during football matches because I didn't like being tackled. I had behavioural issues. I hated sports, you know? And quite often I was bullied by the sports people until I started bullying back. It was just not a pleasant experience for me. And I know there are kids all over the world suffering the same thing. They hate sports in school. I don't want to do sports today. Is it exaggerated? Are the benefits kids get from sports in school attainable by other means? Well, here, we're going to dissect this issue right now. But before that, we're going to take a quick look to the chat. The Bridge says they only use male psychologists in order to give ChatGPT a chance. I know, that's my point, right? Is this a sexist thing to say? I think women are more socially and emotionally intelligent than men. No, that's probably the opposite of sexist, isn't it? am I being offensive to men out there? I'm sorry, men. I'm one of you. But I think that women are more socially intelligent than men. Vero says, false. Sport is good in schools because in some way it helps students to understand and assimilate other subjects. I would say sleep does the same thing. This is the time our brain takes to process the information in that day, you know? So instead of sports, why not let them take a nap, if that's what it's about? Let's get into it. So I thoroughly tortured the elves this morning. They gave me some pros and cons. Let's go into those pros and cons right now in the pro column, saying, yes, the importance of sports in school is exaggerated. Critics argue that the primary focus of schools should be academic achievement. Excessive emphasis on sports can detract from this goal, potentially diverting resources and attention away from educational pursuits that are more directly related to academic and professional success. True story for me. You know, in certain universities in the States, you get scholarships for sports. So much more emphasis is put on sports achievement, when in reality, what kind of a, you know, are you really preparing that kid for the future or preparing him to maybe have his own line of sneakers like Michael Jordan? Come on. Resource allocation. Significant funds are often allocated to sports programs. Funding that could potentially enhance academic programs, arts and sciences. Arts has been proven. By arts, I mean music. I mean, obviously, painting, visual arts. has been proven to increase academic ability, problem solving, critical thinking. Okay, next point. Sports in schools can create environments of high pressure and exclusivity. Not all students are athletically inclined, and overemphasis on sports might marginalize those whose talents lie elsewhere, such as the arts or in academic fields. True story. If you were anything like me, a bit of a nerd, you hated sports. Or if you, at least if you didn't hate it, it wasn't in your top five things that you enjoyed. Why the hell do we have to dedicate vital time of our academic preparation in running around a field? You know, what teamwork am I learning by running 100 meters, please? Someone tell me. Next, final point here in the pro column. Sports, especially competitive ones, carry risks of physical injury. Additionally, the competitive nature of school sports can lead to stress and anxiety, impacting the well-being of students. Yeah. I would say much of the pressure around sports, the negative pressure around sports in schools, come from other peers rather than the institution itself, but who knows? Who knows? Let's get into the cons, which is where most of our people sit here in the audience, in the con column. Physical health benefits. Sports can play a critical role in promoting physical health and activity among students. In an era marked by rising obesity rates, sedentary lifestyles, school sports programs offer a valuable counterbalance, encouraging physical fitness and healthy habits. Look, that 2 hours a week is doing nothing for your little one. Send them outside to play, you know. Have them run around with friends, you know, in a free-form manner, with no kind of predefined game or activity. You know, have them do that. Learn some social skills and exercise at the same time. Let's go crazy. Let's not lock our kids up. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting emotional here, Natch. I'm getting angry. I need to dial it back a little bit. Social and emotional development. Participation in sports teaches valuable life skills, such as teamwork, leadership, resilience, and communication. These experiences contribute to the social and emotional development of students, preparing them for various life challenges. I would say each and every one of those can be learnt in a more effective way outside of a sports environment. I mean, leadership, you can learn in science in more group activities. Teamwork, the same thing. You know, I don't know. Communication. Geez, I completely agree. There needs to be more communication classes in school, formal education in how to properly communicate. Are you really communicating when screaming across a sports field to your teammates? And from my memory, the things that they scream across the sports field are not the kindest. All right, final point here. I don't know why I'm getting so emotional about this. I have no horse in the race. I have no kids at school. All right, let's see. Final point. More. Academic performance. There is evidence. Here's going into what Vero shared with us. There is evidence suggesting that physical activity can boost cognitive function and academic performance. Sports can help improve concentration, memory, and behavior, all of which are beneficial for learning. Absolutely. I'm not saying kids shouldn't play sports. I would never say that. Kids should absolutely play sports. I'm just saying maybe school isn't the place they should be doing it. You know? I think there are many more well-equipped, better places to participate in physical exertion that is not inside school. You know? I know mothers who actually take great pains taking their kids to parks. Mothers, fathers, parents. And playing with them, having them in after school sports programs. And I'm all for that. I'm all for that. But can we really say that sports is as important as science, as important as maths, as important as whatever is your principal language, literature, history, geography? Is sports more important than those things? Is sports more important than the arts? Because the arts really suffers. It's the first thing cut in school budgets. Anyway, final point here in the con column. Sports can foster a sense of community and school spirit. They provide social integration opportunities, helping students from diverse backgrounds to connect and interact, which can enhance overall school environment. All right, guys, those, my friends, those are your pros and cons. I am going to post a poll in the chat, and you, my learned, amazing Bohemians here in the live audience, you are going to tell us, is the importance of sports exaggerated in schools? I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying it's not as important as everything else. Better, I would take that sports money, invest it in arts programs, in better lunch, in the canteen for the kids, in a whole host of things that I consider more important, which for me is almost everything. But, you know, the commonly held belief is that sports is very important. I challenge that with you today, my friends. Okay, I'm going to post the poll. You guys will tell me, friends, so many things you could have been doing on this amazing Monday morning. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this, the second part of today's Probo Show. How are you doing out there, friends? It's currently 9 a.m. Central European time, but for you amazing, angelic, godlike podcast downloaders, oh, I don't know what time it is, don't know where you are, but God, do I love you. Oh, and if you are a podcast downloader listening to this right now, geez, you're looking so sexy today, I don't know. Is it something you did with your hair? I have no idea. All right, the poll is still live, my friends. The importance of sports in school is exaggerated. I'm very interested in hearing what you have to say about this. So go ahead and vote. The link is in the chat for the audience. Use it. Let me see what you have to say. What did you miss if you've just tuned in? Well, we spoke about how scientists are pushing a new paradigm of animal consciousness, saying that, yeah, even insects exhibit sentience and awareness of themselves. We looked at how ChatGPT-4 is outperforming human psychologists in tests of social intelligence. And then Natch and I made the point that, well, you know, independent of that, would you feel comfortable using an AI therapist? I would dare say probably not. I think there are certain jobs that humans just want other humans to conduct, albeit aided by AI. You know, if I had a doctor and the doctor used AI to help him, I wouldn't bother about that. But I want my agent, the person who I directly deal with, I want that to be a human. Maybe that's bias on my part. Who knows? And then finally, we looked at MIT's new AI model that predicts human behavior with uncanny accuracy. Even our seemingly random and chaotic decision-making seemingly is predictable by this AI model. Crazy stuff. Ah, all right, my friends. And then we moved on to the unpopular opinion. But was it really unpopular? I guess we'll see. The importance of sports in schools is exaggerated. Got some messages here in the chat. Carmen says, I wouldn't say the importance of sports is overrated, but giving more importance to it in school than to other subjects provides from paying attention to things that deserve it, like art, economy, which doesn't even exist in schools, critical thinking, and many other areas, says Carmen. I would agree with that. I would totally agree with that. How's about instead of a sports program, we teach our kids to be less easily influenced by the things they hear and see in the media? Give them a little background history of the inner workings of social media and how dangerous it is psychologically for people. How to identify real news from fake news. God, there's a project. If I had money, I would fund in schools rather than a five-a-side football game. Personal finances. Teach kids personal finances. Have them value money and know how to save it and what to do with it. God, do I wish I had that education in school. Because right now, you know, I'm poor, mainly through my own poor decision making and not knowing what to do with my cash. Right, Natch? Would you agree with that? There are tons of things that are missing from school. Critical thinking, public speaking, a class dedicated to communication. The big difference in my life was when I turned from a poor communicator to a good communicator. Okay, and that was a period of a year. I was self-taught, started in the theater, and expanded from there. From being able to speak in groups to being able to speak one-to-one, I ended up teaching public speaking to adults in business whose public speaking education was left wanting by the educational system. Tell you what wasn't left wanting. Playing cricket, playing rounders, running a 100-meter race. Really? Is this what we think is more important than those skills? Well, our education system seems to think so. It has equal importance to art, right? To other lessons. How many hours a week do the baby Natches get in art, Natch? Do you know?
How many hours? I think the same.
The same, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maths, I imagine a little more, right? Maybe 4 hours.
Yeah, literature, maths, and English are the main things.
Yeah. And they get maybe an hour every day. Yeah, history, geography, you know, common classes that I would say would benefit from a little extra funding. Maybe having classrooms a little less full so teachers can pay proper attention, or maybe even giving our poor teachers a bit of a pay raise and saving that money of designated for sports and pushing it in that direction. Do you know what else helps memory and cognitive processing? A good diet. Perhaps that money that we spend on sports should go into better food for kids when they're in the school. I don't know. I'm not saying sports is not important. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying the importance we place on it within the educational system can be exaggerated. Pedro is here. He was driving and he couldn't join. Hello, everyone. How are you doing, Pedro? I think sports in school is essential, but the approach is totally wrong. I agree, Pedro. I agree. I think it's important. I don't think there should be no sports in school, but I certainly don't think it should be considered one of the essential ingredients to academic education. No, sir. No, sir. Well, soon we'll find out what you guys said, and that's where we really rip the Band-Aid off and find out. But first, let me turn my attention to the people who wrote to me on Instagram. Mia writing to me again. She says, honestly, the focus on sport is a bit over the top. We should beef up tech and coding in schools instead. Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe they do incorporate a little bit of that, right, Natch? Baby Natch is learning anything about coding or?
No.
No. I mean, there are coding things for very young kids. It's essentially problem-solving skills. Belongs in maths or maybe science. Leo says, I think sports play a crucial role, even if it seems old school. They teach teamwork and discipline. The entire institution of school teaches discipline, Leo. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an institution. And teamwork, there are tons of... You learn teamwork doing group activities in more academic pursuits. I'm sorry. He's not selling me on this, guys. Tara says, from a wellness perspective, sports are key, not overrated at all. It's all about balance, she goes on to say. Thank you, Tara. Nessa says, false. I think it depends on what country you're talking about. For example, in the States, they put a lot of emphasis on sports, maybe forgetting other important issues. Here, it's just another subject. In the UK, they had to create the Daily Mile, which is a kid running initiative to fight obesity. And children and adults are suffering these days. So why not teach kids? Why not teach kids? All kids. More home economics, how to prepare healthy food, teach them the importance of, you know, isn't that something we could put more emphasis in a biology class? You know, and even like more sports science. When you run, this is what happens to your body. These are the muscles you're being used. You use a bigger set of muscle group, you burn more calories. You know, all these things can be taught in science. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, childhood obesity is a problem. I don't think 2 hours running around a field in a week is going to cut it for a young person. I really don't. So for me, that argument is a little bit, you know, is a little bit void. But I understand what you say. I mean, it is a good point from Nessa. It is a good point. Ethan says, sports are cool for those who like them or enjoy them. But let's not sideline the arts. Schools should pump up music and art just as much. Yeah. But it seems to be in school, the school programs that are cut first are those costly, horrible arts programs. I wanted so badly to learn guitar at school, Natch. I ended up buying a guitar and teaching myself. And I taught myself piano. You know what I mean? To be fair, it was a poor school and in a city school, a school that suffered a lot of problems. I can't blame the school, but this education system, certainly I can. You know? The library had no books. The schools had no musical instruments. Yet, we, you know, we all had footballs, of course. We had footballs. We had well-maintained football pitches. Can we really say that's the way it should be? Is that the way it should be? Well-maintained sports fields, but, you know, no guitars for students to play. No pianos. Craziness. I don't know. That's just the way I look at it, though, folks. That's just the way I look at it. Let's see what Pedro's saying here. Okay, where are we? I think sports, the approach is totally wrong. The idea should be to help kids find their own taste in physical activities. The idea should be helping kids find their own taste of physical activities. But my experience is that it almost spoiled my willingness to do sports until I found my own way. I sucked at football, for example, but was a relatively good swimmer. Maybe the idea should be giving more options and freedoms to kids. For example, organizing tracking of activities in nature in the weekends, camping and biking together, more fun and less stupid competition. Can we get Pedro, please, a Nivel Atho? Or a Probo approved? One of the two.
Probo approved.
Absolutely. I hate football. Oh my God. I hate hitting a ball with a bat. Basketball, you know, I'm too short for it. I don't have the patience. Running, I despise unless it's like a hamster on a treadmill. I love lifting weights. That was my thing. Had there been the option of that in school, perhaps I would have done it. But no, it turned me away from sports until adult life when I discovered the gym and discovered that I enjoyed that, competing against myself rather than competing against other humans. I don't know. Sasha says, good evening, friends. How are you doing? Joining us all the way from Australia. Teaching the problems associated to overweight might derive in accusing teachers of gordophobia. And I could think of similar things. Our educational system is a reflection of society with its vices and virtues. I think science, yeah, I know. I know doctors who've been accused of fat phobia, you know, just for medically advising their patients to lose weight. Yeah, I actually spoke to a guy. He reached out to me after I made a comment of that I saw on social media, and he reached out to me and said, this happened to me, but in private, and I was accused of being fat phobic. Can you believe that? And all he was doing was encouraging a patient to lose weight for their own health. Anyway, whatever. I don't want to get into that because that's not the subject for today. The subject for today is whether the importance of sports is exaggerated in schools. Let's get to the poll. So I put that question to you, and you guys said, well, get this, Natch. 50-50. It was an even split. The Bridge says, absolutely. In fact, learning to swim should be obligatory. Yeah, it was in my school. They did, in all fairness, teach us to swim. How do I wrap today up? Well, I'll wrap it up like this, friends. It's very subjective, isn't it? I'm sure there are a lot of sports fans that think it's... No. It's not exaggerated the value of sports in school. In fact, I'd like to see a little more. Well, that's what after-school sports is. There are tons of problems in education. I would just prefer to see that time and attention and dedication put into other programs, other things that could be more useful. Like one of our Bohemians said, you know, how's about a course in coding? In the digital world, course in media, media relations, I think would be useful. Courses in critical thinking, in courses in public speaking or just communication in general, courses in sociology, courses in anything, or even programs that currently exist that really need more attention, history, geography, the arts, definitely music. But it is the way it is. And that's just my opinion, folks. And you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He'd say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one. They all stink, including yours. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something kids take to school with them. Name something that kids take to school with them. I asked them that question, they gave me their answers. I am in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the audience is to identify those top 7 answers. First of all, as is customary here on the Probo Show, we go to the one and only Oracle for his perspective. Oracle, name something, nombre algo que un niño lleva a la escuela consigo.
A mochila, de backpack.
Backpack, oh, ole. A backpack, mochila. Is it there though? A backpack. People agreed with you on Instagram, eh? Emma Lee agreed with you. A bunch of others agreed with you. By the way, thanks. MC Villa, Mushki, Carmen, Nessa, Pilar, that's all folks. Pedro, Rasa, Rosa, aka Raz. Gemma Racino, Yolanda Canales, Emma Lee, and many, many more. Juan Carlos Vera. This is a lot of you. A bunch of people said backpack. Is it there? Yes, it is, Natch. Well done. That mojo is working. It's the number one answer. Oh. We go to him first, and he just knocks it out of the park every single time. It's what happens when you're a being of light. All right, let's see what other people are saying in our audience. Sasha says, I am amazing. You are amazing, Sasha. Joining us all the way from Australia. Come on. Sasha says homework, deberes. Is homework there? It's not, Sasha. Sorry. On Instagram here, on Instagram, Yolanda says toilet roll. She says toilet roll, Yolanda. I am so glad I didn't go to Yolanda's school. See, less funding sports, more funding toilet paper, Natch. That's what I say. Is toilet roll there? No, of course it's not. All right. Okay, pens and pencils, says Vero. In the audience, pens and pencils. Yes, it's there. Well done. Pencil. Lappy. All right. Carmen says lunch. Lunch. We would say a lunchbox. You know, where you carry your lunch in. I'm being a good boy recently, by the way. Come here. I made so much rice, chicken, and broccoli. Enough to feed an army this weekend. Okay, is it there? Is lunchbox there? Lonchera. Yes, it is. Well done. Carmen on fire today. Lonchera, Natch? Lunchbox? Lonchera? Or how would you say it? A lunchbox?
I don't remember. No.
Colloquially in English, we'd call it a packed lunch. Yeah. You know, I had an A-team one when I was a kid. I loved my A-team lunchbox. It was the best. It'll come to you, man. Probably when you're in the bathroom. In the perpetually cleaned bathroom. Okay, next. Let's see. Textbooks, says Sasha. Textbooks. Libros, books. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done, Sasha. Jeez Louise, you guys are on fire. Textbooks is their books. Libros, well done. She follows up with notebooks. We call that a cuaderno, right, in Spanish? Cuaderno, bloque de notas or something like that. All right, notebook. Is a notebook there? Yes, it is. Well done. My God, you guys are on fire. Sasha. Joining us all the way from Australia, just knocking them out of the park one by one. Eight of 100 humans said that one. Fifth place. You're missing the bottom two, my friends. Okay. A tupper. Tartera tapper, says the bridge, is how we'd say packed lunch or a lunchbox. A diary, says Davith, which I would say is pretty much a notebook, right? So it's there, kind of, Davith. Flambrera, tapper, or tartera, says Vero. Thank you, guys. Can we get Nivelazo for these amazing minds?
Que Nivelazo.
Fiambrera. Like BTI as well. That you share that Nivelazo among you. That was a good one. Well done, guys. Assessment, says Sasha. All good answers, but sadly not there. Okay, let me take a look. Another look to our friends on Instagram. Juan Carlos Vera said sandwiches. Backpack, toilet roll. Weird answer, but not there. Thanks for that, Yolanda. Books, we had their phone, says Pilar. Phone's a good answer. It's not there, though. Gemma Racino with a ton of answers here. Books, pencils, pens, backpack. Killing it. Pedro, notebooks, books, lunch. MC Villa and Emily are the only ones to name the two answers. No one in the chat has done it. Emily says gym clothes. So they're gym kit, as we would call it. Ropa de gimnasio, would you say? Yeah. Is it there? Of course it is, Emily. Well done. As always, it's always a little bit linked to our unpopular opinion. And gym clothes was there in seventh place. 4 of 100 humans said gym clothes. Final one, MC Via, the only person to get this, said a water bottle. Botella de agua. Is it there? Of course it is. Well done. You guys, between Instagram and our live audience, knocking it right out of the park, not a single clue needed. I asked 100 humans to name something, nombre algo, that a child takes to school with them. Que un niño lleva a la escuela consigo. In position, number
7.
It was a gym kit, gym clothes, ropa de gimnasio. In position, number
6.
We had a water bottle, botella de agua. In position number
5,
we had a notebook, cuaderno. In position number
4,
pencils. Pencil and pen, bolígrafo, lápiz. In position number
3,
with 15 of 100 humans, was books. How would you say an exercise book or, you know, the books that you actually use in class? What would be the correct terminology for that?
Libro de texto,
mm-hmm. Textbook. Okay, that was their third place, 15 of 100 humans. In position number
2
was a fiambrera, as we've just learned, a lunchbox. 22 of 100 humans said that one. And finally, in position number
1,
well done, the Natch, all the people on Instagram in the audience, mochila, backpack. Killing it, guys. Yes, killing it. Let's move on to today's Complete the News.
Complete the News!
Okay, it's time for Complete the News. I'm going to give you a real-life news headline, this time from CBS Boston. A real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some important information. Using the three options I give you, you will complete the news. All right, are we ready? Strap yourselves in, guys. Vultures feared to be dying were just too blank to fly. Los buitres temidos de estar muriendo estaban simplemente demasiado blank para volar. Ooh. Okay. So they feared that these vultures, buitres, were dying. But no, they were just too blank to fly. Is it A, drunk, borrachos? Is it B, lazy, perezosos? Or is it C, tired, cansados? These sound like every excuse I've ever given to not go to the gym, Natch. I can't do it. I'm too drunk, lazy, tired. Pick one of the above. A, B, or C, guys. What do you think? Vultures feared to be dying were just too blank to fly. A, drunk. B, lazy. C, tired. What do you think, Natch?
A.
You think A, too drunk. Too drunk. They went out last night. Too drunk to fly. Very responsible of them. Inebriated, says the bridge. Okay, a lot of A's in the chat. One C. All right, the Natch and the chat, are they aligned today? Seems to be. All right, here we go. Vultures feared to be dying were just two. The answer was A, drunk. Well done. No flies on you, chat. The Natch, using his oracle wisdom again to correctly identify today's complete the news. In Killingworth, Connecticut, a peculiar incident involving two black vultures occurred, which initially alarmed animal rescuers. The vultures were found in a distressed state, unable to balance or stand, and frequently passing out, leading researchers from a place called Hope and a watered-down animal control to fear the worst. However, after a thorough testing, it was discovered that the birds were simply intoxicated, likely from consuming fermented substances found in a dumpster prior to the eclipse. There you go. Good to be a vulture, Natch. Flyer. Have you ever seen a vulture in real life?
Yes.
Me too. They used to do a Vaughan Town. When I first came to Spain, there was a Vaughan Town real close to a vulture sanctuary. Dude, those guys are terrifying. They're massive. These things. So there you go. Vultures too drunk to fly. The next day, the vultures had recovered enough to fly back to their colony. This unusual situation highlights the impact of human waste on wildlife and serves as a reminder to secure dumpsters to prevent similar incidents. They were from Hope. A place called Hope, I think, is an animal... is an animal rescue sanctuary. Cameron, there are many around Madrid waiting for us to die. Dude, Val de la Villa, whenever someone sunbathed on the grass outside, they'd look up and they'd see vultures circling. It was just the best way to scare the volunteers. It was amazing. Anyway, guys, that's all we've got time for on today's amazing episode. It's Monday, the start of another week full of promo shows. But one thing's for sure, my friends, there are so many things you could have been doing today. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you guys later.